This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dancing going on in the background. Yes, celebration. Today's Wednesday, the 7th of June. We have one full week under our belts in the delightful month of June. June, for many people, is the most delightful month of the year, weather-wise. I don't know if I think that's the case where I am, or Kara thinks that's the case where she is. I'm in the Boston area. She's in the Washington area. How about you? Later in the hour, because of all the focus on climate change, we have a special reminder and remembrance from George Carlin, who at one point in time in his career, actually a number of points in his career, addressed the issue, the problems of the climate and weather. So that's weather together on the H here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Kara, and the problem that is now, this is a whisperer campaign that I think needs to come to the surface. There is this whisper. Do you know how many, I had a cousin who died of overdoses, overdosed on this or that or the other thing. There is data that has been compiled and printed this week, and according to that data from private and public sources, more people are dying because they are over the top with drugs than anything else. Imagine that, a statement being made publicly that attributes the deaths of American citizens who are under the age of 50 not to disease, not to accidents, but to overdosing on drugs. There were over 59,000 people who died last year in our country who were on drugs, and they killed themselves overdosing. That's almost 20% more than died from the same cause the year before. Think about that. Last year, 59,000 people, not my age, but your age, Kara, 59,000 people in their 20s, 30s, and many, by the way, in this statistic, many of those in their 20s and 30s were former members of the military, which is an outrageous statement about what is happening to people who put the uniform on. My God, why would you put the uniform on, given the fact that so many people are getting hooked on drugs? You go to Afghanistan, there are drugs everywhere. Afghanistan is the leading producer of opiates in the world. That's what the Taliban survives on. That's how they get their money, selling drugs. And, by the way, there is, because of what's going on in Iraq and other places in the Middle East, if you're on drugs, generally speaking, not the drugs that we're talking about that are being overdosed, pharmaceutical drugs, but drugs that are illegal and illicit, then you're contributing to the problem of terrorism. There's another aspect to the story. But right now, what we're talking about are people who overdose on prescription medicines. There's a focus just in the last week or so from Cleveland, where a police sergeant's body camera was running as he approached a man who was slumped in his car. Remember, this guy, I'm thinking about this because that's sort of what Tiger Woods said was his problem, right? He wasn't drunk. He'd taken too many drugs. Wasn't that it, Kara? Remembering the story from last week.
Yeah, he was on multiple different kinds of prescription drugs at the same time.
Yeah. So this guy in Cleveland, the car was running. Guy slumped over in his car. And if he hadn't have found this guy and put him in an ambulance and brought him to the hospital, he would have died of a fatal drug overdose. Wow. This guy had been on Narcan, which is the anti-overdose drug. And he started coming around. But this is a, the police officer said that this is becoming a grim routine for him. It's pretty common. 11 overdoses on Monday night alone in Cleveland. Two of the people died. That's the night before last, boys and girls. My God. In Ohio, last year, 4,100 people died from unintentional drug overdoses. A 36% increase from the year before. The state of Ohio leads the nation in overdose deaths. Kentucky, West Virginia, New Hampshire, shocking increases. The east coast of this country, shocking, amazing, horrible numbers. Prescription painkillers laced with a synthetic opioid known as fentanyl. In Ohio alone, nearly 4 billion opioid pills were prescribed across the state. You realize what this says about the drug business? And look at your damn television and all the ads that are on. Last night I was watching, Bull. I have actually taken quite a liking. I've always liked Michael Weatherly, but he's matured so much since he was Dinozo on NCIS. And during the course of that program, I was eating my dinner, and there, I turned the television off. Every time one of those damn drug commercials comes on, I turn to another station. I just kill the volume, or I get up and I go get a bit more to eat, something, anything to get away from the television watching these damn things. And all they are doing is pushing this stuff. We're killing ourselves and making jillions of dollars doing it. The lieutenant governor of Ohio, two of her sons are battling addiction. The medical examiner for Cuyahoga County said if you look at how many people die in the country from opiate overdose, drug overdoses, we're looking at the same number of people as the entire Vietnam conflict every single year. And this is not just something that is for rich kids, poor kids. My son is a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, and he makes his living. He's associated with a psychiatric office that specializes in helping people who admittedly have money. And he deals with 14 to 18-year-olds. That's his specialty. Kids that are on marijuana, and then they go on to drugs. Most of the drugs they get out of their parents. Yeah, bathroom. Yes. Rich, poor, black, white, doesn't make any difference. Old, young. Akron, Ohio, yesterday. An emergency call after a one-year-old stopped breathing. Analysis, after the autopsy, he had some kind of opioid in his system. Breastfeeding. The mother's on drugs. Everything you have in your system when you're breastfeeding. I mean, how much stupidity. What, you don't know that what you put in your body, if you're breastfeeding your baby, is going to get to the baby? You got to be nuts. Wow. Whew. So, the state of Ohio announced yesterday they're suing the five big drug companies that manufacture prescription painkillers, charging them that they knowingly minimize the risks of becoming addicted to their drugs. Didn't we have, we were talking about that, I think, on Friday, Mike DeWine, or was that Monday? I can't remember when we had that conversation. Do you remember, Kara, whether it was Friday? It doesn't make any difference. Not important to the story.
It might have been Friday.
The people that are doing this, these companies that are pushing all of this stuff, they know they're wrong. They know they do it anyway. They continue to do it. It's just amazing. The drug companies, you look at what went on in Georgia, massive drug overdose in Georgia, two dozen cases in the last day or two. alarming example of the overdose epidemic in the United States. Think about it. Just think about the people that you know who are in some way, shape, or form hooked on drugs. There are a lot of people in this country, obviously by the stats that I just went over, who have gotten themselves into trouble because of all of the drugs. My God, it's just amazing. The leading cause of death. And look at the number of people who are, you know, number of people who are well known, whether they be stars or folks that run companies. And look at how it's glamorized in movies and TV shows and, you know, using cocaine, which is, you know, part of it, and other drugs. We legalize marijuana because people are going to use it anyway. But it's just like we are so self-destructive. Reminds me, I saw Wonder Woman last night, and the bad guy, what he says about human beings, I wonder about that and how accurate it may be, even though it's a movie. Think about who you know and what's going on, and please, if you're involved, do something about it. 18 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
A hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention given to the Beatles, appropriately enough, 50 years of Sergeant Pepper, and it happens that coincidental with the focus on it, that this is the third best-selling album, if you will, CD, whatever you want to call it, in the Billboard Top 200. So it was number one in 1967, and now the 50th anniversary brings it back around to a whole new generation. Had you ever heard any of this? I would say Jennifer more likely than not, because of her dad's closeness to this music.
Forget my dad's closeness. My mom is a gigantic Beatles fan.
Really?
I was raised on this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Victoria, and your connection to even, let's narrow it down to Sgt. Pepper. I would ask about the Beatles in general, but it's hard to avoid any connection, no matter how old you are, with the Beatles. But what about Sgt. Pepper?
I think I heard Sgt. Pepper for the first time when I was maybe in high school or college. My mom is a big Beatles fan, but she's very early Beatles, so she considered this like later Beatles, so this wasn't her thing. She was into more like the early I Want to Hold Your Hand kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like all the cheesy stuff she liked.
Excuse me? Cheesy stuff? Whoa.
Yeah.
Them's fighting words.
And Paul was her favorite.
Really?
Yeah, my Paul mom's too. Much.
I know, right?
He was dreamy.
Yeah.
Yep. Like so this is very interesting. You look back at the chronology of all of this, from December of 1967, which was the last time it appeared on the charts. It was this time of year when it came out, and it lasted well in terms of sales for the whole the rest of the year. Now, the Sgt. Pepper reissue has given the Beatles their best Billboard position since March of 2001, when the Beatles' Greatest Hits compilation dropped in. At number one, 8 weeks on the top of the chart. So anytime there's a Beatles thing, the Beatles hadn't recorded anything together for, what, since the 70s, so for 30 years, when this, when the Greatest Hits came out. And so, you know, you think about the impact that this is not Mozart, and this is not Bach or Beethoven, but yet it will have the same lasting power as some of the great classics, because they are, in and of themselves. The Beatles are classic. If you don't think that that's the case, come back in 100 years or in your next life and you'll see and hear that there's plenty of still focus on this group. John, Paul, George, where, by the way, is a book out now about the Beatles. And, you know, with anything good, there's always somebody who's going to try to counter it. So this book details what the Beatles were doing as they sort of divorced. They fell apart in the late 60s. John and Paul and George were not getting along. Ringo was the peacemaker. Pretty interesting. And that's why he stayed friendly with everybody when, in part, over years, especially John. John was very difficult, but one wonders whether that wasn't the case because of his wife. Often you hear Yoko Ono being blamed.
I'm a little over, like, blame the woman for everything.
Well, I think that's a generalization. In this circumstance, she was difficult, but so was John. John was always difficult. And so maybe they made great...
The last few years, I've seen Paul interviewed a bunch of times because he's been very public with music, new music and stuff like that. And he has pretty much said that was all started by the press, that Yoko didn't break up the Beatles.
No,
he and John...
Yes,
he did. I'm just saying, like, in general, that is still something that gets blamed on her. And even
there was a rumor
that
Yoko and Linda didn't like each other at all, and they were always catting it one way or another. George was kind of on his own as well. Paul and Ringo have always been the closest, and you see that today, even as they get together and do things. I think they were together doing something last week. So anyway, this is another point of view on the Beatles that we will... You know what I do with that stuff? Throw it away! Who wants that? 28 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Doug Steffen, 34F the Hour. Yeah, this is the Good Day program following what's happening in your world. Some of the facts, the figures, and a little opining goes a long way. Kara Schillen, thanks to her for being in the studio in Washington, putting together a lot of the sound that you're hearing, the sounds of your life, if you will, including the whining from James Comey. I got such a kick out of it. The first time I saw this or listen, I don't watch the news. I just kind of glean it from looking at the various sources I have computer-wise. Once in a while, I actually, like I was in New York last week, I actually got a newspaper. Look, I actually got three newspapers. The 2 days I was in New York, I had the USA Today, I had New York Times, and I had the Wall Street Journal. Looked through them. A lot of interesting things that normally I don't necessarily glean from some of the, because the things that you find online, usually those sources only have the top five, four or five, maybe six items that are from their, whether it's the television or the radio or Reuters or AP. Generally what I get exposed to are the top five things. Then I have to dig around to find other stuff that I think is of interest and import. So yesterday, maybe you had the same feeling what I got out of seeing what Comey said to Jeff Sessions, please don't leave me alone with the president. That's what I'm kind of, I mean, please, please don't leave me alone. He said that the conversations were inappropriate, but it was just the way it came across. You know what I mean? And so Sessions told him he couldn't guarantee the president wouldn't try to talk to him alone. Obviously, the focus was on whether or not Trump would try to get him to kill the Flynn investigation. That was what he was worried about, I think. I don't know. Maybe he's worried about something else. But it just the way it came across, please don't leave me alone. Okay, the United States of America is pushing for big changes in the UN's Human Rights Council. Administration reconsidering its membership in this group. So yesterday, Ambassador Nikki Haley highlighted the problems the U.S. has with the council.
As you know, the United States is looking carefully at this council and our participation in it. We see some areas for significant strengthening. In this session of the council, it is crucial to adopt the strongest possible resolutions on the critical human rights situations in Syria, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Eritrea, Belarus, and Ukraine, and that it follow up to prevent further human rights violations and abuses in those countries. If Venezuela cannot, it should voluntarily step down from its seat on the Human Rights Council until it can get its own house in order. Being a member of this council is a privilege, and no country who is a human rights violator should be allowed a seat at the table. It's hard to accept that this council has never considered a resolution on Venezuela, and yet it adopted 5 biased resolutions in March against a single country, Israel. It is essential that this council address its chronic anti-Israel bias if it is to have any credibility.
Aha! All right. So what do you think of that? Let's get out of this. It is interesting that Venezuela, as bad as it is, all these abuses, and they're still in that group. Yeah, let them clean it up. Israel has had human rights complaints. A lot of these countries, it's known as Item 7, by the way, deals with the occupation of Palestine. And maybe there are people who think we're hypocrites because we don't chase them around as much as we chase countries like Venezuela around. You can make up your own mind on that one. Let's see what else is going on. Bring it back closer to home or in our country. The situation in Oakland. You've heard about that warehouse fire. They call it the ghost ship warehouse fire in Oakland. 36 people killed. The fellow who leased the building from the owner, Derek Almena, charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. And there's another charge there as well, as we hear in this report.
The Alameda County District Attorney announced the charges against Almena and another man, Max Harris, 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Almena was the master tenant who rented space out to artists. Harris called himself the warlord of the ghost ship. The DA says Almena and Harris lied to the police and fire departments about how they allowed people to live at the ghost ship. She also accused them of holding illegal, unpermitted events with large groups of people. And on the night of the fire, the district attorney says the men purposefully blocked a second-story exit. Several family members and friends noted that so far there has been no mention of the landlord, the owner of the ghost ship property. The DA said she's not going to talk about whether more charges could be filed.
100 people were in the building at that time. City officials investigating the building before anything happened, but they didn't move fast enough. The story of public officials and this whole business, how this country is run, how we keep ourselves on an even keel, given the bumbling boobs that are bureaucrats in many circumstances. I'm running into that whole thing in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, where I have a farm and we're doing events every weekend and have been doing them for, we didn't do them the last couple of years. We've been doing them for the last couple of weeks. But before that, we had very active for 10 years, all kinds of things going on the farm. And because the people who were in charge then knew about what we call a right to farm bylaw, these things don't come under the same scrutiny. But the new people don't know anything about it, so they're hassling all of the people who are doing the work and giving them a hard time, and this stupid kind of stuff that we're running into is causing the programs to fall apart, decaying people not wanting to participate, mostly because these people don't know what the hell they're doing. And you see it everywhere, all over the place. It's people who are being paid to supposedly do a job. All they're interested in doing is collecting money, right? Whenever, I'm betting every one of you who has any relationship with a community that has supervisory control over what you do, they don't really care what you're doing. They just want the fee. They want the money. They want the assignment. That's what they want. And it's just, if you give them a hard time, then they'll make it difficult for you to get whatever it is inspected and approved. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, George Carlin, in a special review of one of his performances on climate change, climate control, the weather in the focus, from a guy who will really put it all in perspective. If you've never heard this, don't go away. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem: Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care. People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all natural non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister. And if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It would be hard to find any industry in America that has benefited more from a lack of government regulation than the ride-sharing business. Companies like Uber and Lyft that didn't even exist a few years ago are now transforming the way that millions of people get from point A to point B. And they're doing it by operating outside of the regulatory system that has governed the taxi business for decades. Soon after, millennials and Generation Xers helped kickstart this new industry by using apps on their smartphones to find a ride rather than by calling a taxi, the convenience offered by ride-sharing became obvious to their parents, too. Let's be fair, not everyone likes these changes, though. Some traditional taxi cab drivers who are stuck in the old system have filed lawsuits demanding government bailouts. One lawsuit recently made it all the way to the Supreme Court in Georgia, but it was rejected unanimously. That's bad news for an old monopoly, but good news for consumers. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
I'm Doug Steffen, 46 past the hour. If you have wondered about climate change, the discussion of global warming and the weather in general, and you've wondered, is there a way we can put this all together and put it into perspective? Listen to the next few minutes of the late George Carlin. Basically, this says it all.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. And we won't leave much of a trace either. Thank God for that. Maybe a little styrofoam. Maybe. Little styrofoam. Planet will be here and we'll be long gone. Just another failed mutation. Just another closed-end biological mistake. An evolutionary cul-de-sac. The planet will shake us off like a bad case of fleas. A surface nuisance. You want to know how the planet's doing? Ask those people at Pompeii who are frozen into position from volcanic ash. How the planet's doing. The planet will be here for a long, long, long time after we're gone, and it will heal itself, it will cleanse itself, because that's what it does. It's a self-correcting system. The air and the water will recover, the earth will be renewed, and if it's true that plastic is not degradable, well, the planet will simply incorporate plastic into a new paradigm, the earth plus plastic. So don't worry about the little things, bees, trees, whales, snails. I think we're part of a greater wisdom than we will ever understand.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, 53 past now. It's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. An update on some of the important tech stories of the day. Some news from Apple. And then there's strawberries. We got all kinds of fruit. Great. In the tech report today, time maybe for a little bit of news from Instagram. All brought to you by the folks who bring you the opportunity to find just the right help under circumstances that you can control, thank heavens. If you have a local business, you have a regional business, you have a national business, you ought to be taking advantage of this free opportunity from ZipRecruiter.com to find the best help. What happens with ZipRecruiter? If you're hiring, you have a description, a job description, right? So you put that on a number of sites, so that's what you've done in the past, but now you have to do it once at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. With one click, you send over the job request, the requirements, what do you want, and how is this person going to be needed in your business. And then you, in 24 hours, will find all kinds of things. You'll be matched with candidates that are from all over the place. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com get qualified candidates in a day. And you don't have to mess around with emails and take a lot of phone calls because that work is done by ZipRecruiter. They have an easy-to-use dashboard. You'll find it a pluperfect way to solve the problems of having good people looking for the good jobs in your good company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free for the asking. Qualified job candidates, immediate results. That's what they promise. First time is free. Try it. Why not, for heaven's sake? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. How about one more time? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find employees on the spot, or practically on the spot. All right, what has Apple unveiled today, Victoria?
Well, Apple had their big, highly anticipated conference where they unveil new products. And, of course, this September it'll be the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. So everyone who's an Apple enthusiast is still waiting to see what those specs are going to look like. But Apple did unveil something yesterday that was interesting called the HomePod. They're really late to the market on this one. I'm an Apple fan, but I don't understand the need for this at this point. They are at least a few years behind Amazon's Alexa and Google Home. So this is their new thing called the HomePod. It is way more expensive than Google or the Amazon one. This is going to be $350. It'll be in stores December. And the Echo is $180, and Google Home is $130. So I have no idea why this is $350 for Apple. Some of the new features coming to iPhones and iPads. Yeah, it's. I guess they must know that Apple fans will just pay any amount of money, I guess. But it does really nothing different than any of the other home systems. So some of the new features for iPhones and iPads include messages that will sync to Apple servers in the cloud. This is kind of cool. It means that basically the devices will only keep your most recent messages in local storage before sending them to the cloud, so you won't lose anything if you lose your phone or if your phone dies. Apple's also bringing the ability to send money to friends to their Apple Pay service. So instead of things like Venmo, which is an app that you can send your friends money for dinner or whatever, which is not really that secure and they've had lots of issues, Apple Pay is stepping in on that one. The new update for the fall will be iOS 11. And that's going to hit in September, and that has some interesting things, Doug. You'll like this one. If we switch you over to being an Apple person, Safari, which is Apple's web browser, they want to make users' online experience smoother and less annoying by allowing users to automatically block autoplay videos. So anytime you open up a website, and you know, and it doesn't really load properly because a video is playing in the background, Safari will block all of that from happening, which is cool. They're also going to use intelligent tracking prevention, meaning, you know how if you search for a product and then every website you go to, there's an ad for that product because it's tracking you? Yep. Well, Safari is also going to prevent that from happening. They won't block ads per se, but they will be blocking them from tracking you and all the cookies and everything else that essentially that really bogs down your speed. So there are some good updates with that. But again, you know, the Apple Home just seems very, very late to the market. It's the first new product they've had since the Apple Watch came out in 3 years ago now? So I'm not sure what's going on with Apple. They seem very behind schedule, and we're not really sure if we're going to get the highly anticipated iPhone 8 in September either. That's supposed to be glass and waterproof. And
it's burned down Apple's headquarters, those bastards.
I know. Yeah, it's not a whole lot of great news. I'm not sure what the stock did yesterday, but I'd be surprised if it went, you know, skyrocketing.
Well, with Apple, excuse me, it's very consistent. But there's always people are funny about stuff, you know, the trend up or down, depending on which way, literally sometimes the wind blows. But I wouldn't lose any sleep about the value of Apple stock if it were me. In fact, if I could, I'd probably buy some. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.